This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It is the morning shift live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch. We might as well move in at this point because we have been here every day.
I'm sure they've got a couple extra bunks back there behind the field. We could probably, you know, talk to somebody.
That would be nice. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is back at the studio. Gordon is out here with us. We could definitely work out because nobody is in that gym right now. So
yes.
We get some rest in. Do you think they're just saving their
it's
energy
funny that you
for
call
later?
It a gym. It is a gym.
It's a gym. What What do you call it?
A weight room.
Okay, the weight
room. That's a weight
room. What's the gym?
Yeah. No, they're saving that energy. They've been out there. They've been in there every single morning.
Called,
they've shown up.
You called me a meathead yesterday.
What?
That's the most meathead thing. It's not a gym. It's a weight room.
No, I didn't even say she was wrong. Just interesting that she referred to it that way.
You call it a gym. I call it a weight room.
Well, we are going to go in the huddle in a moment, but it would be such a disservice to the listeners if we didn't hype up Top 5 Tuesday coming up at 7:40, because Bo's in charge today, and he won't tell us.
I'm in charge.
I'm nervous.
Top 5 Tuesday.
I went through quite a few things that I wanted to do, but in honor of one of my favorite adult animated shows coming back, I'm doing the Top 5 Adult Animation Shows that I think are out there.
Wow.
This is really hard because there's a couple that I watched as kids, but I think are, now that I'm older, are probably a little bit more adult-y.
Yeah.
And there's one or two that should only be watched by adults. I do have a honorable mention list. And my name, my nickname, Squidbilly, came from an adult animation show, which is only an honorable mention.
Yeah.
Mainly because it's, I'll go and give you that one, it's only an honorable mention just because, you know, my name's in there. So, it's going to be an interesting one. I'm sure some people will come for me with a couple of them.
I've got thoughts. I don't want to ruin anything.
I'm sure you do. I would think less of you if you didn't have thoughts. So I'm glad that you have thoughts. Hopefully you guys have opinions, and hopefully they're different than mine.
Well, I'm trying to think of all the adult animated shows I know of, and there are not many.
Nah, there's more than you think.
Probably.
Because what Google considers it and what maybe, like, again – a couple on my list that I watched as a kid, and I'm like, yeah, now that I think about it, those are not – and now I know why my parents didn't want me watching them. But before we get to that, before we get into the huddle, I will tell you that it's that time of the year for cuts, and Sports Radio 99 The Game is giving you a chance to cut down your yard in style. August 27th at 4 p.m., when the cut deadline hits for the NFL, or pro football, I should say, we will give one lucky listener a chance to win a Rolex Real More. It's a chance to win the ultimate tool to cut down your yard in style. For contest rules and to enter, visit 92.9thegame.com. That is a Rolex Real More. I want one. I'm going to go, I think Andy Bunker probably has one. I think I'm going to go steal his because I want one really bad. I've been wanting a Real More in my yard for a while. I want to take it and make it a putting green. It's kind of flat. I need to top dress it, but I could get there really easily, put a pin in, putting cup, boom, let's go.
Very nice. Well, I want one too. So anyway, let's go in the huddle, Dylan. Well, after a scary end to the Falcons-Lions game on Friday night, it is good to get an update on Maurice Norris. He is doing better and is in concussion protocol. Did you guys see this update yesterday?
I've been trying to keep track of it throughout, honestly. Obviously, you know, such a scary situation. We touched on it yesterday, and it seems like all good vibes and good news for the most part coming out of there. I'll be curious what the next step is for him, but any good news that comes out of that situation Friday is awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I totally agree. It was so – I'm telling you, that was really scary, dude. That was I was talking to my buddy Joe last night. They live up here, and he was like, dude, walk me through that. And I was like, it was scary.
Yeah, absolutely. Another injury to talk about, Matthew Stafford did not return to practice despite his expected return. What's going on there?
I don't know. If I'm a Rams fan, I'd be a little worried.
Yeah.
Because it was his back, right? I've read about it. I heard he threw, what was it, Saturday? I think he threw, like they said, something like 60 passes. And, oh, yeah, he'll be back at practice Monday. Then he's not there.
Yeah.
I don't – did there – you know, sometimes, Allie, and I know Mike can attest to this, you'll do something. Oh, great. Great. Yeah. And then the day after the day, you're like, holy – like, what is wrong with me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
maybe that's what happened, and that would work. Yeah. Stafford's not a—he's not a young buck anymore.
It's crazy. NFL medicine these days, and that's exactly what Sean McVay said. He said he didn't feel good enough. Reportedly, threw 68 passes in that workout on Saturday, and then afterwards, I just can't help but laugh at this point because he's 37. Afterwards, was seen entering a restorative and rejuvenation mobile vehicle parked near the facility. I'm like, is there anything more 2025 than that? Like some kind of mobile cryo chamber or, you know, I don't know. There's something else going on out in that van. It's just crazy. But hopefully he gets back to feeling 100% soon. And hey, look, guy's been around a lot of football. He's thrown a lot of passes. I don't think that Sean McVay is terribly worried about you know, where he's at mentally. It's just about going out there and doing it physically, and it's something he's dealt with over the course of his career.
Well, that's it. Yeah, the mental is not the problem. The understanding of the offense is not the problem. There's the timing, and there's just the physical. Can he actually do the job? And what happens when he takes a hit? I mean, eventually he's going to get a hit where he's laid on his back, and or, you know, maybe a blindside hit. Those seem to be more – you don't see those as bad as they used to be. I think probably because of the roughing calls that they get against him. But he's going to take a hit at some point, and can he get up from it? Like, can he keep playing after it?
No. Well,
injuries continue. Miami Dolphins running back Alexander Mattison had a season-ending neck injury.
It's terrifying. This is a guy who was at the Vikings a couple years ago. Obviously a quality player. I don't know the severity or the exact injury when it comes to the neck surgery, but I've had teammates – running backs that have had neck fusion surgeries and things like that, it's terrifying and can be, you know, somewhat debilitating when it comes to your career. So hopefully he's able to bounce back and get things done. Anytime you talk about the neck, though, in the NFL, especially at a position like that, that's scary. You got to make sure you got everything kind of in line.
And they did it in Tennessee, right? Like, I don't think he left the state. And that's what worries me because it was of the urgency of it. But Mike's right. When I hear neck injuries in the NFL, I'm like, ooh, yeah. that's not good. That is, not, I mean, it's scary because this is now a career thing. It's not a season or, you know, next year will be bad. This is a career thought.
Yeah, absolutely not something to mess around with. So it looks like Eagles pro guard Landon Dickerson has a meniscus injury in his right knee. Reports are that he's getting additional opinions to determine what his next step is going to be and to find out how long he might be sidelined.
Yeah, the knowledge I have of the meniscus is sometimes they can heal on their own if it's not a full, and then sometimes you need it. But either way, it's something that if it was a full tear or with surgery, I think he could be back in like a month or so.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Breaking news, I'm not a doctor, neither are you, even though you were just telling that intern you spent 7 years in college. That was funny.
Six and three quarters, six but I church three. It up.
Yeah. So you were talking about being Dr. Bo, but we're not doctors. But here's what I will say. Anytime it comes to the meniscus, I've always heard 4 to 6 weeks. That kind of goes towards your diagnosis. So we'll see what happens. Yeah, diagnosed, Dr. Squid. No, it always – meniscus is obviously not great. But look, man, this is a guy who, I mentioned it yesterday, has an ACL tear in his history. And you hope that wasn't the case. And it doesn't sound like it is. And it sounds like he will be able to suit up for Philly. So Dylan will be happy about that.
Well,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Big moments or small moments? They all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
There's another injury, though, for the Eagles, so Dylan's not happy about this. Kenyon Green is likely out for the rest of preseason with a shoulder injury.
Yeah. He's been a disappointment, so to speak, of what he's done, not quite what he was expected to be coming out. But I was telling y'all in the break, and Dylan, correct me because I know you keep up with Philly way more than I do being a big fan, but – They seemingly lose a guard every year and then replace him with someone that can fill in and do the job. And this is what I try – and, Mike, I want you to speak on this because this is what I try to tell people all the time when they complain about anybody on our line when you have some good players. You know, not every guy is going to be an all-pro on the offensive line, right? But when you surround them with, you know, the Jordan Mailatas of the world and Lane Johnsons and Landon Dickersons, you can have a guy that plugs in. Like, what was our guy last year that played? He moved Mekhi Becton, right?
Yeah,
moves from tackle.
I was
going to
say Cam Jurgens, the center that took over after Jason Kelce. But
I think Cam Jurgens might be better than we realize.
I don't think there's any doubt. And look, man, he was given time to kind of redshirt a little bit. So,
but Becton changed positions at one that he was not doing well at, Mike, and then filled in admirably, I would say. Can I say the word? I don't know. But – you know, he did a decent job for what he was asked to do, and he's played out of position. And I don't know if I would have given him big money based on last season just because of what was around him.
Have you noticed that Allie stopped taking timestamp notes with a pencil? She just started typing them on her laptop.
Yeah.
And she's going to go do the replay.
Well, she better.
Morning. She's just like typing it down, going, yeah, okay.
She better.
734.
She better ding herself earlier when she mispronounced
she
characteristically.
She did get one.
What did I say?
She did.
Characteristic?
Characteristically?
You said characteristically.
Yeah, even on, I don't know what
even
I was
on
saying.
Your redo, you said characteristically.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, I looked at Mike and I was like, I'm not going to go at her because I get defensive when y'all go at me. But I was like, I just hope that makes the replay.
No,
more.
If I can find it, I will put it in there. I have no shame. It is perfectly fine.
Dylan, make sure you snag that for Allie. I think it was like 640 something.
Also called her Taylor Shifty, I believe.
Yes.
Because of our group chat is Shifties. So
Shifties.
Anyway, coming up, we got to go
because
we have remarkable radio on the way with Top 5 Tuesday. Bo is in charge. Good Lord, help us all. That is coming up next. Also, ESPN and Fox have reached an agreement that we need to break down. That is next, live from Falcons Training Camp on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.